cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guests are the stars of Netflix's next big show. Anthony Boyle and Danielle Galligan star as Arthur Guinness and Lady Olivia Hedges in House of Guinness, a brand new epic packed with dynasties, forbidden love and politics. Anthony and Danielle, good morning and welcome.
You've got such a good voice for radio, lad. That was unbelievable.
What an introduction
That was so good.
Thank you so much.
You
made guys.
Me excited.
I loved that.
Thank you for joining us. It was lovely to talk to you.
Good night. Good night. God bless. Love you, Dublin.
Guys, congratulations on House of Guinness. What was it like stepping back into the 19th century?
Well, the majority of my roles are period dramas because I look like I've got a face that can't comprehend the internet. So it wasn't that much of a big thing for me. I loved it. I thought it was great. We got such amazing costumes. What was the costume designer called?
Edward.
Thank you. Edward gave us amazing costumes. Yeah. And amazing hair and makeup by Connie Daniels. And it was amazing, man. I loved it. Such amazing writing, fantastic cast. Loved it. Loved every minute of it.
I think what was the most fun about that was that, because there's so much etiquette in that time, so we had to learn all of the etiquette. And then I think I remember one of our first rehearsals, Anto, you had the idea of lying in my lap.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, okay, amazing. That's what we're going to do. So we'd learned all the rules that society required of the time. And then I think what was the most fun about playing was how to break them and when to break them make the characters feel like real as well. So I think that was a nice, kind of juggling act that was fun all the time.
Yeah. Is there any standout rule from that time that really surprised you that you didn't know about before?
A lot of glove action.
Glove action.
If you're taking off your baby finger first or your thumb, if you're showing your wrist, there was a load of glove stuff.
I think a lady was supposed to keep her gloves on all the time. Yeah. So as soon as Lady Olivia came into the scene, I just took my gloves off.
Oh, rock star.
Because you know that kind of thing, just like even little things like that that no one would notice.
Anthony, you play Arthur Guinness in the show. Can you tell us a bit about your character?
Arthur Guinness, when you first meet him, is the day of his father's funeral, and he's a bit of a Renaissance man. He likes being in London having the crack, and he is forced to come back and take over the business, and he doesn't want to do that, and then there's a bit of trauma.
Danielle, what drew you to Olivia?
Oh, so many things. Olivia, Lady Olivia Charlotte Hedges White, to give her full title.
Sorry, Lady Olivia.
She's an aristocrat. She's from Cork. She's the daughter of the third Earl of Bantry, but she's asset rich, but cash poor.
Same.
Yeah, right? No, I don't even have the assets.
No, Sam, actually, I lied.
Just poor.
I just have liabilities, honestly. I think that's it. So she's kind of a wild card option on the list of possible brides for Sir Arthur Guinness. And I think what I really loved about her was her ambition, her tenacity, she's very brutal. And also, I think she's really strategic. I enjoy the way that she kind of weighs up all the scenes that she's in. Mm-hmm. So many constraints. And I think it's how she's like playing the hand she's dealt all the time, and she knows when to fold, and like her strategy and her pragmatism was really fun. And then also she's just a hedonist through and through, so that's always delicious to play someone who just likes to have a good time, you know?
You worked closely with James Norton on the show. Did you help him with his accent? His accent is really, really impressive.
It's really brilliant. He didn't need any help at all. I think we had great accent coach and help on the job, Paul. James did a brilliant job, considering he was like just coming from another job as well.
Yeah.
But his was so specific, even the way that this is going to sound really bad, but like tongue placement.
With glove action, tongue placement, we've had it all.
Just woken up half of Dublin, Danny.
But like the way that Dublin people use their T's and stuff, like he was really specific with all of
James
that.
Norton's tongue placement on House of Guinness was phenomenal. Danielle Gallagher.
I've just started
tomorrow's headline.
Across Dublin, I think. And that's been Danielle Gallagher. No, it was amazing. He needed no help from me. He literally nailed it anyway.
He nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. Danielle Gallagher, live on radio.
Anthony, is there a standout favourite day that you guys had on set?
Every day I had with Danny. She's amazing. Probably the wedding scenes. We were like, so much of the show, there's like a lot of different storylines happening. And there was like a week where we shot this big wedding scene, Danny and I's wedding. And it was when we had all the different people, like the IRB were there. And then we had like all of like the aristocracy. And it was good to get all these different characters in a room and see how they all reacted to each other. Mm-hmm. It was just good crack to have everyone, from like all over the cast was class. And I really like those scenes as well. I think Danny's phenomenal in them. So.
And vice versa. Aww. What do you guys think will surprise people the most about House of Guinness?
James Norton's tongue placement. I've heard it's...
You're never going to live that down.
No, I know. Oh my God.
Sometimes I think period dramas can get a reputation for being very stuffy because they are. Mm. And like sometimes I try and watch them like I can't find my way into this. Whereas with this show, it feels so modern with like the music, with like,
incredible.
Like just the characters and how they feel. They're doing modern things. They've got modern ideas and it feels very like current and sexy and cool.
And it also, it looks brilliant. And you know, living in Dublin, you're like, oh, I know there, or that's how that looked then. And so much stuff still looks how it does look today, obviously with the modern buildings in between. How was it stepping onto set and seeing some of those buildings and locations created?
I mean, it was incredible. I think continually astonished by the amount of people, hardworking people, that it takes to like create these amazing sets. Because I was once told by my acting teacher that like if you extract like the one thing that makes you an actor, like your essence, it's your imagination, because like you have to imagine all these scenarios, and then like you step onto these sets and like you can just leave your imagination behind. Like they've literally created everything for you, they've given you everything. So like, yeah, just my hats off to like the crew, the builders, the construction, the set designer, production design. It was really incredible. Like Tom Shanklin, the director, I think he studied Irish history in college, did he?
Yeah, he did.
But he was really...
He would remind me of that every day.
You know, I've actually studied Irish history.
But he would also,
I actually know what I'm talking about.
He would also ask as well. So he had this like amazing respect for the time. And we were at a dinner once and he was like, Danielle, do you think as a Dubliner there's anything missing from the landscape at the moment? Like, is there anything we've missed or anything you feel that needs to be added in to make it feel more Dublin or more real? So like there was a great respect for our city, I guess, and our history, which was lovely.
If there was any costume prop piece from your time on set that you could take, or maybe that you did take, what would it be and why?
I actually stole Lady Olivia's socks. She had these amazing long pink socks.
Me too.
He's wearing them right now. No, I would probably steal my wedding dress. I think that was another great thing that Edward and Nadine did, was like a lot of their inspirations, like they used Vivienne Westwood for that wedding dress. So I think even within the clothes, they were nodding to the time but making something feel really current and fresh. So
that wedding dress is made for you.
Yeah. Literally, so they made beautiful. The dressmakers. Like they came in, they worked so, so hard. Honestly, like so many hours went into all of that. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So stunning. Danielle Galligan and Anthony Boyle, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast. House of Guinness is streaming now on Netflix.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Well, first up this morning, Sarah in Skerry says, my little win is that myself and the girls are going out for our first night out since May tonight.
Oh, watch out, Dublin.
Girls on tour. Mm-hmm. Jan in Dalkey says, my little win is I ordered a winter jacket for my dog and it fits him perfectly.
Oh, cute.
And Cormac in Vinglas says that he FaceTimed his brother who lives in Toronto last night and his brother asked him to be his best man next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Good
That's
for you,
lovely.
Cormac.
Cree's little win.
Hello, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
My little win is that my cousin Lily is coming over for a sleepover for the weekend. And we're going to have a great time. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Cree. A cousin sleepover was always so fun.
That'll be gas.
Here's Sheila.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Hello,
Brandon.
Sheila.
My little win is that I won the 98FM survey competition.
Oh!
So looking forward to doing that. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Sheila. Well done. Congratulations.
That's great.
Here's Chloe.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My name's Chloe and my little win of the day is that it's my 12th birthday today. Sadly, I do still have to go to school. Fine, because I'm really excited. Bye.
Chloe, happy 12th birthday. Hopefully you get no homework for the weekend because it's your birthday.
Have a great day.
Leslie's in Tala.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is I'm going to see Steps, the Here and Now, tomorrow, and I'm excited after listening to you two about it, so I cannot wait.
Leslie, it is so camp and ridiculous. You're going
to
love it.
Hilarious. We can't wait to hear what you think, because there's one particular number now that I was gassed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's very, very so fun and ridiculous, Leslie. So you're going to have a ball. And here's Paddy.
Good morning, Brendan and Rebecca. Happy Friday. Paddy here. Well, my big win, I suppose, is I'm getting the keys to my house today. So all very excited. I'm finally got there. It's been a long road, but yeah, finally there. So all very excited and some celebrations later.
Aww.
So that's my little big win.
Paddy,
unbelievable.
That is a massive win. Fair play to you.
Huge
it
congrats.
Shouldn't be as hard as it is, but it is, and you've done it.
You got there in the end.
What an achievement, Paddy, and absolutely celebrate all weekend. And now the fun bit starts.
And there's nothing like getting a takeaway from your new local when you move into the gaff
as
well.
Sitting on the floor
with a takeaway.
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy that. Not a piece of furniture, it doesn't matter.
No,
yeah, it's all part of it.
Then all the money that you don't have now, you spend on all the interiors, Paddy.
Exactly,
it's
excitement.
Great crack. Congratulations, Paddy. Leslie, Chloe, Sheila, and Cree. Thank you for sharing your little wins.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.